Today is January 31st, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But first, let us pray, an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the God of the angel armies, the beloved Son of God, our commander and defender. You are Elohim, the fountain of life and the God of righteousness. You are the helmet of salvation and the indescribable gift. You are Jehovah Shalom and the King of Kings, the living God and the mighty one. You are never changing, the one true God. You are priceless in all that you do. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are robed in majesty and the shepherd of our souls, trustworthy and understanding. You are victorious and you are welcome in our schools. You're the way and the life and the truth, and you are extra special, Lord. You are Yahshua and the God of Zion. Thank you, Holy Father, for helping us. Thank you, Holy Father, for all that Jesus has done for us. It's unbelievable, Lord. Help us now to shine our lights so that we may be a magnifier for him, that we may be attractive, and that others will want to know, what is it that you have? And we may tell them, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor, and we ask you for it all in the marvelous name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and King. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Word of God, Matthew 17, verses 22 to 23. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. The Word of God, Matthew 17, verses 22 to 23. Praise God for his mighty words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen All Power by Love Displayed, sung by Zach and Amy. All power, all mercy, and love comes from you, God. All power, all mercy, and love comes from you. Rise up, my defender. You came to make all things new. Through the fire and the testing, you made a way straight to you. All power, all joy, and peace comes from you, God. All power, all joy, and peace comes from you. Can you hear the army of God rising up to meet the enemy? Can you hear the army of God rising up? All the lowly and broken, he came to set the captive free. Not by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You don't have to run anymore. Go and take back what is yours. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the powerful words of Jesus and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together each and every day. We pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. And today, we are praying that kindness spreads contagiously. Oh, what a beautiful picture that would be. So when your alarm goes off today at 1:16 p.m., let us pray for kindness. Now, when 1:16 rolls around and you forget that prompt, don't feel bad. Just pray. For you can praise God for allowing you to be an educator. You can praise God for giving you the strength to make it through the day. And you can praise God for those that are in your immediate presence, too. Or you can pray for the needs of your school. There's just so much to pray for, my friends. And this prayer is special because it is just a momentary prayer. Just that connection to Him, first of all, and then to the rest of your brothers and sisters all across the nation. You are not alone. And we chose that time based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. This school year we are in the fourth series called The Great Race, and today's is called Harbor Lighthouse. The scripture he chose is Philippians 2, verse 16. Shine out among them like beacons of light. Hold out to them the word of life. Cheryl teaches sign language at a large public suburban high school just north of San Francisco, a harbor town. For many years, Jesus has been a harbor for her, a safe refuge through the storms in her life. Her relationship with him brings her safety, comfort, and genuine rest in an often too busy world as the giant responsibility waves of marriage, parenthood, profession, and church try to wash her out to sea in exhaustion or dash her upon the ever-present jutting rocks of fear. Almost every evening before going to bed, Cheryl slips from the many diverse roles she plays each day into Jesus Harbor. She has a designated quiet place in her home, an enclosed back porch where she can be alone with God. She made a small altar on an end table where she keeps her Bible, devotional book, cross, a scented candle, an anointing oil, and a prayer box. There is a comfortable chair that seems to wrap its arms around her when she sits on the soft cushion, and there is light she can dim as needed. From this vantage point, she can look out through the large glass window over a portion of San Francisco Bay. She loves to see the boats at night all lit up, slowly making their way safely into the bay. After reading her Bible and devotional, she opens her prayer box and pulls out the index cards upon which she has written the names of the people for whom God has called her to pray. The majority of the cards contain the names of students and her co-workers because the school where she works is the most challenging portion of her life. It is where people seem to have the greatest needs. There is a card with the name Richard on it, which she has kept at the top of the stack for years. Richard came into Cheryl's classroom as a sign language student in his junior year. Cheryl could see the fear and insecurity in his eyes. She could see the deep hidden pain in them, caused most likely by the rejection, absence, or abuse of a parent in his life. He was small in stature and dressed emu or metrosexual, which was a style neither dominantly male nor female. His gender was difficult for her to determine upon first glance. Richard had chosen a homosexual lifestyle. He was often, beyond the eyes of staff members, being bullied and harassed by other students. One day, at the end of fourth period, right before lunch, Richard stayed in his seat and did not leave with the other students. Cheryl approached him and saw that he was fighting back tears flooding his eyes. Cheryl knew that he needed a harbor from the pain and rejection that he had experienced at home and school. That day, 7 years ago, was the start of a relationship that continues to this day. Richard shared that he needed a safe place to eat lunch that day and every day because of the constant but subtle bullying that was going on. Cheryl sacrificed her own lunchtime for the remainder of the year to become a safe harbor for Richard, someone who would accept him, listen to him, and share with him the truth and unconditional love of Jesus each day at lunch. Cheryl mostly listened to Richard, and shared with him her own struggle in overcoming fear and rejection in her youth and the role Jesus had played in it. Not once did she ever condemn or judge him for his chosen lifestyle. She did not preach to him. She simply shared her story and the simple few steps she followed to start, maintain, and grow in relationship with Jesus. Upon his graduation, Cheryl invited Richard to attend church with her and her family, which he did for a time and then stopped coming or communicating with her. He seemed to just drop out of life and would not return her calls or texts. Cheryl continued to pray unceasingly each evening for him. Out of the blue, Cheryl received a phone call from Richard after 3 or 4 years of silence. Just by the joy, boldness, confidence, and clarity of his speech, Cheryl could tell that there was a change, a deep eternal change, that had taken place in Richard even before he told her. Richard shared what was happening in his life's journey and that he had chosen to accept and follow Jesus. He talked enthusiastically about a new job and the church he was attending. He was currently quite active in a ministry there, unconditionally loving and giving guidance to those who wanted to leave the homosexual life. Richard, like Cheryl, had become a lighthouse in Jesus Harbor. Do you enter Jesus Harbor each day? Do you secretly pray for your students on a committed basis? Do you love them unconditionally? Are you a lighthouse, helping provide a Jesus Harbor at your school? If not, does he want you to be? The prayer, Lord, transform me into a Jesus Harbor. And that was our devotional from Don Clark. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's comes from Aristotle. Quality is not an act, it is a habit. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus from Matthew 17, verses 22 to 23. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. O Lord Almighty, our great God, thank you, Lord, that there was a third day. Thank you for the unbelievable sacrifice that you went through that we should be saved. O Lord, thank you for eternal life, the hope within all of us. And thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in the public schools. We bow before you, we adore you, and we ask you for your help, that we too may shine our life and be a Jesus Harbor. Oh Lord, we love you, adore you, thank you, need you, want you, and ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.